Ball goes in long and at the crumb it is Delidio. He hooks on goal. Great! Magnificent goal. Richmond are up and about early.
It's a foot race. Taberner, can he gather the bouncing ball? He does. Around his body. And they get there first from close range.
Martin anyway. Outside of the boot kick. Great goal. Oh, that's another goal of the round. Hayden Ballantyne to kick on goal for Fremantle. It's long. It's strong. It may even be straight. It is.
It's a dangerous ball. Ellis will come over the top and take a really good mark of the round.
As this kick by Revolt. He has struck it. Magnificent kick. Oh, that's gone all of 60. The ball gets kicked towards Big Sandilands. A strong mark by Sandy. And as Sandilin, in the meantime, is able to bring some life into the Purple Army.
Lots of purple there. Sandilands comes across on this angle. Didn't take the mark. So Revolt snaps and Rick. Revolt kicks the goal. I'm pretty sure it's there. Full points.
Hill kicks the ball. Oh, gee. That was Pav. Pav had hardly seen it, and it went through his hands like a slippery banana.
Hurley,
here's Fife. Fife with a banana. A goal. Oh, that is a goal of the year contender. That is a ripper. From right on the boundary, he's just set up, quickly snapped it, and it goes sailing through. From what is a very, very busy wing as the siren sounds to end the half. It is Richmond who have dominated play. They kicked 8 goals in the first quarter and another 4 in that quarter to the Fremantle Dockers too, has seen them establish a 43-point lead. 12 goals, 375 to 5-2-32. Goal kickers for the Tigers, 2 to Delidio, 2 to Jack Revolt, 2 to Ben Griffiths and Ty Vickery, and singles to Morris, to Greek, to Martin. And for the Fremantle Dockers, all singles, Ballantyne, Fife, Crozier, Taberner and Aaron Sandilands. This is 882, 6PR football.
As Edwards across half forward to Ellis. He'll run to the attacking 50. No one in front of him. He drills it home. Magnificent kick. Beautiful stuff by the Tigers. Playing great footy. Crozier, he had Ballantyne who gets the bounce. He gets the bounce. He gets the goal. He plays out to Sandy who has confidence. He takes a mark. Fife's free. Fife, yes, a juggling attempt at the mark is successful. Here's the kick from 48 metres. He's nailed it.
Right to the goal mouth. Griffiths was there. Off the ground. Is that a goal? I think it is. It's been claimed.
Edwards
off the deck. And it's 6 points for the Tigers. And they celebrate. Crozier inside 50. Ballantyne wrestled. Here's a chance for Walters. Tracking it. Goal side around his body. Should kick it. And does. And perhaps as Vickery kicks the 6-pointer. His third. This is the loss Fremantle had to have.
So 15 seconds to play. And the Purple Army have come along tonight and been disappointed with what they've seen.
What happened to poor old Connor Menadue?
Didn't get activated.
Well, he did. He was.
Is he out there?
Yeah, he's out there.
Okay.
Yeah, he was down there standing on the interchange area just a short time ago.
Hasn't got his hands on the footy yet.
Don't bring up negatives.
Yeah, but he'll be able to run around for half an hour soon after the game's over. There's Connor Menadue celebrating. See, the double fist pump.
And there's the Tigers celebrating.
See, he's lifting up his teammate down there and the...
Have a listen to this, Carl. It's a beauty.
We're from Tigerland. A fighting fury. We're from Tigerland. In any weather, you will see us with a grin. Risking head and skin. If we're behind, then never mind. We'll fight and fight and win. For we're from Tigerland. We never weaken till the final siren's gone. Like the tiger of old, we're strong and we're bold. For we're from Tigerland.
Dean Ford, our production boss, has just given the Decibels a bit of a crank up, a bit of mayonnaise for that.
Hey, he's actually singing the words. He hasn't sung those words too often at this ground over the last couple of years, but he's happy tonight, and so should all the Richmond Tigers fans, because they were strong and bold tonight. 15-7-97, 27-point winners over Fremantle, 10-10-70, who suffered their first loss of the season. So that two-game buffer that they had at the top of the table will be reduced, you'd expect, to one, because sides like West Coast and Sydney have still got games in hand. Richmond, with that victory, go to 24 points. They level up with Collingwood and GWS, so they're in the top six at the completion of this match with 8 other games to come here over the course of the weekend, and you'll